CPA Mobile.
Guten Tag. How you doing?
Dave, Houston 0TR. I gotta pull out of here in about 5 minutes or so and go down to the heart doctor.
Speaking Turner 56, Guten
Morgen, whatever. I don't know either one of them. You have to clean it up yourself.
Hey, how you doing? You say, good.
Oh, shoot. Well, I got a lot of pain this morning. I'm not in a very good humor, by golly. I gotta get better. I did all my physical therapy exercises, but I don't know. The good Lord still punished me for all my sins, I guess, Dave.
I got good news for you on that. He doesn't punish. He might discipline, but he does not punish. So you will not be beat down by him for something that you did. Now, you may have to suffer the consequences, but that's different. It's like speeding, you know, you suffer the consequences of speeding or cheating on your wife or whatever. So has Bernice been beating on you again? Is the reason you're hurting?
Talking about cheating on her, she's been slapping me around once a week, whether I need it or not.
You need it, so I'd join right in. In fact, I'd hold you down so she could get a good lick in.
You who needs enemies. Where are you headed to, my friend? Out to play tennis?
Hey, I am just about to die. Hang on a second here. I just want to make sure I have the repeater. I just finished. We started at 9 o'clock, played till 10:30, and I didn't think I'd make it till 10:30. I told him, I said, man, we started the second match, and I beat him in a tiebreaker in the first one. That's just how close it was. I mean, we were slugging it out. We played, 14 games for the first match in a tiebreaker, so... and then we played. I had him 3-0 in the second game, so I was halfway there because it's you play six games for a set. So I was halfway there to beating him on the second one, but he could have come back. I mean, who knows? But anyway, it was a good workout. Let me tell you.
So. That's approaching insanity. I think you crossed the line. Well, it says it's 84 degrees, 74% out there, and 91 degrees heat index, Dave. I guess starting Sunday we're going to get some rain from Fred.
Fred, he's going to blow in. You know, I think it was ZZ Top wrote a song. They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road.
Well, Dave, I'm going to let you go. I've got to go down and get in the car and get mobile and head towards Greer Memorial. So it's just a follow-up appointment after all those tests I went through the other day. Well, see what the doctor has to say. Good to hear you this morning. You have a good day and enjoy a good rest. You deserve it. KB4CBA and 0TR. Maybe I'll catch you on the mobile if you're not home, Dave. 73.
10 more minutes. All right. Well, I hope you get a good report if I don't get to talk to you. And I've got some stuff for that pain. It won't take away the pain, but you won't care. 73 is M0TR, KB4 CPA.
It's in
7-0-TR mobile.
CP4 CPA mobile.
Just like Willie Nelson, I'm on the road again. Oh, I don't think I have any stops to make other than the doctor's office, Dave. What you got planned for the rest of the day?
Well, kind of hoping a whole lot of nothing, because I cut grass last night and got that out of the way. I figured this storm's come in and it needed, I mean, it wasn't bad, but I knew that if I didn't cut it last night and this storm comes in and it rains every day, I probably won't get to cut it until next weekend, so it'll really be a chore then. So last night was a breeze, so compared to what it could have been. So unless the wife has something on the list, I might just take it easy the rest of the day.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, I have several projects. If I can just get rid of this lower back pain, to where it's, I can, sometimes when I get up and move around more, it kind of gets better. And sometimes when there's a front, too, as my mom used to say, when the weather's going to change, I know it because of the arthritis. Well, I didn't believe her then, but I'm a strong believer now. Anyways, I had one of those retractable air hose things that Bernice and I put up a few days ago, and the pollen ratchet inside of it that locks it when you pull the hose out was defective. And it was all off-centered by probably 3/16 of an inch of engaging, so had to take that back down and take it back. I got that to do. I got a new Wi-Fi extender I got to put up. N0TR. And also I have a new computer I gotta get online. And then I got a friend of mine that's gonna come over and clone my old computer stuff onto my new computer hard drive. I hope that's possible. It's Windows 10 also. I hope he can clone it over there and not change my operating system or something on that new one. I haven't even turned it on yet, Dave.
Windows 10, I would think it would work, but that's, I don't know a tremendous amount about computers. I can switch out parts and stuff like that, but as far as the software stuff, that's where I'm lacking. So I just wish they'd make a dang computer where you could update it, you know, like, so when the, say yours is Windows 8, and then Windows 10 comes out, you could update yours to Windows 10, and so you can download, you know, some new software that you want to buy, you know, like, you know, it seems like every time I go to buy some new software, I gotta have another computer to go with it. My computer's not compatible.
Well, you can upgrade from, mine was Windows 7, I went to a Windows 10 upgrade, and it works fine, has for several years. Now I see there's a Windows 11 coming out. I just found that out yesterday. Probably right after I got my other one delivered. This one's a nice one. Well, what I have is my older computer is the display register. You know, when you open and shut those, and I don't a lot, I'm going to put it that way, because, you know, I don't use it for business or anything. Those connections in there get bad, and I'm thinking that's what it is, because the screen gets pixelated and you move that and it gets squared away. But then it, a couple of days ago, started black and clear out. You'd see this fine green line going down the left side of the screen. And I was thinking, well, maybe the fan in the computer's going out. It's about 10 years old. So I went to Best Buy and asked them yesterday. And they said, well, Tom, yeah, it could be the fan. You know, and the microprocessor getting hot. But I have a solid-state drive. My neighbor, he cloned all of my stuff off of my regular, shall we call it, analog drive with the disk in it, over to solid-state drive, and it's been tremendous, much more faster. Bill in 4IQ says that's a real good idea. He's done that to all his. And the solid-state drives are cheap, Dave, and then you can clone them. And I never had a bit of trouble. So I just want to get that over on my newer computer in case this other one shoots craps. But they told me down there they don't do any hardware stuff at Best Buy anymore at the Geek Squad, just software. So they wouldn't change a fan for me. And I asked him, I said, well, how hard is it to change the fan? And he said, well, there's some tiny little connections. You know how these ribbon connections are with the pins in them and that. And you might goof it up. So I just decided that I don't know what to do there because I know that can happen, you know, if you take one of them apart.
I've taken a whole laptop apart and put it back together. Those things aren't that, they're not that fragile. I mean, you'd have to really be, you know, rough with them, especially plugging them back in. You just have to, you know, take your time and be gentle. Don't try to force it. If it won't go in, then, you know, try to reposition it just a little bit. And it'll fall into place, and then you can just kind of snug it in there. It's really not as hard as you might think. Are you talking about a laptop, or are you talking about a PC?
A laptop. I haven't messed with those at all, Dave. But this is a laptop I'm referring to.
Well, good luck. That's all I got to say. I'm sitting in the, I got the pony in the barn, so I'm going to go inside the house and cool off a little bit. So I'm going to say 73. I hope you get some good news today from the doctor and get some relief from that pain so you can do the things that you were planning on doing today. So I'll say 73s. I'll clear out here for yours, N0TRKB4CBA.
Well, thanks for that name. I appreciate it. But this is the heart doctor. I went to the physical therapy yesterday, and I did what she said, but I don't have a great deal of confidence in it. It means my back is degenerated at all levels. But anyways, I try to follow what they say. They're the boss. You be sure and feed that pony some hay, and I'll talk to you down the line. Have a good day, Dave. This is N0TR Clear.